Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Tawbah, repentance. Today's hadith. An Abi Hamzata Anas ibn Malik al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu khadimi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lallahu afrahu bitawbati abdihi min ahadikum saqata ala ba'irihi wa qad adallahu fi ardin falatin. متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم الله أشد فرحا بتوبة عبده حين يتوب إليه من أحدكم كان على راحلته بأرض فلات فانفلتت منه عليها طعامه وشرابه فأيس منه فأتى شجرة فاضطجع في ظلها وقد أيس من راحلته فبينما هو كذلك إذ هو بهان قائمة عنده فأخذ بخطامها ثم قال من شدة الفرح اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك أخطأ من شدة الفرح. حضرت أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, who was the attendant, the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala is more pleased with the repentance of his servant than one of you who finds his camel after having lost it in a desert land. Then the next hadith goes and explains how much of excitement a person experiences, or an example of a person who is experiencing so much of excitement. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to explain to us by means of an example of how happy Allah Ta'ala gets when a person commits a guna and then he turns and he returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah. Allah Ta'ala gets extremely happy that one person has returned, one person has come back to me, he has turned back to me in tawbah. Allah Ta'ala it is an expression that Allah Ta'ala gets happy. That Allah Ta'ala in reality is free from infi'alat. Infi'alat means emotions. Allah Ta'ala is completely free of emotions. This is something that is unique to animals and human beings, etc. Allah Ta'ala is completely free from emotion. But just to explain so that we can understand how happy Allah Ta'ala gets when a person comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next hadith says it, another narration of Muslim Sharif has, that Allah Ta'ala is more pleased with the repentance of his servant than one of you who were on his camel in a desert land and it slipped away from him with his food and drink still loaded on it. So this person was in a desert land, open land. Nothing else there besides his one camel and his provisions he's got. He's got absolutely nothing. No cell phone with him. There's no ultra stop there. There is nothing of survival, there is no water station, there is nothing. It's just him, his camel with it loaded with whatever saman he's got. And that was his livelihood, that he's got everything, that is everything to him. So now when this person is in that condition, and his camel slips away with its food and drink, still loaded on it, he becomes despondent, goes to a tree and lies down in its shade, having no hope of finding it. Why? Because now this looks around, he can't see it, it's not there. Now how far is he going to walk and walk and walk and look for it? This animal is gone. There's absolutely no hope for him now. He's just lying under the tree. Perhaps, maybe, one very, very remote chance that somebody may just pass. But the way he's seeing it, his death is staring him in the face. There's absolutely nothing, no signs of any life here for him. It's hot, it's boiling hot in the sun, in the desert land. There's absolutely no sign of any life. So this person is despondent, completely despondent. He's lying in that condition, having no hope of finding it. Whilst he's lying down, he suddenly sees his camel standing before him. He holds it by its reins and exclaims out of intense joy, "O Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord." In other words, so much of excitement that he uses the wrong words. And he says, "O Allah," he says, "Allahumma anta abdi," that, "O Allah, you are my servant and I am your Allah." In other words, out of excitement, he uses even the wrong words to show such excitement, such jubilation this person is experiencing on finding his animal, that he even uses the wrong words. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining this to show the height, because it's like very difficult for a person to make that type of mistake. To tell Allah Pak that, "Allah, you are my servant and I am your Allah," there's a mistake that is very hard to make, but to show the height of excitement that this person is experiencing, that even that mistake he makes. He make that type of mistake because of that height of enjoyment that he's enjoying and that excitement that he's enjoying. So he makes this type of mistake, erring or making this mistake because of intense joy at finding his camel. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that now look at that intense joy of this person. Allah ta'ala gets even more happier when one of you makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So happy Allah ta'ala gets. So this was the explanation Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave, making it easy for us to understand that tawbah is something that is very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith, previous hadith, he says, wallahi, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I make tawbah more than 70 times a day, showing us that tawbah is something that is very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and something very important. In the next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ, that I make tawbah every day 100 times. And yesterday we explained that this is used to show kasrat, that this was something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in abundance, even though he was ma'asum, completely protected from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no chance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam committing any sin, but to show us people, that weak people like us, that how important it is to make tawbah, how important it is to repent and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, our elders, our kabir, tell us to daily take out time at least to make istighfar, minimum 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. They didn't just get this thing from anywhere. Here we can see it from the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I make istighfar daily 100 times. So when they tell us morning, night, evening, they use the figure of 100, it's also coming from the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now one is the person himself making tawbah and coming towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is a person making effort on others, so that others also get the tawfiq of making tawbah. How happy does Allah get with that type of person? That one is, he is turning towards Allah, and one is making effort on his family, his friends, and the ummah of large. So the ummah at large can make tawbah. Can you imagine how happy Allah Ta'ala will be with this person? Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.